Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at oklahomacityfarmshow.com.
Are you looking for a bull that's got bone, mass, power, and the ability to get the job done? Well, neighbor, you need to check out this year's Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 11th at Follett, Texas, put on by the Griswold Cattle Company. Their website, GriswoldCattle.com. That's where you'll find details of the 200 bulls, 50 bred heifers that'll be selling this Saturday, April 11th. For details, go to GriswoldCattle.com. The sale will be seen also on DVAuction.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, as we take a look at our livestock here this morning, well, it's kind of an interesting day, it looks like, yesterday. Live cattle finishing positive. Feeder cattle with triple-digit lows across the board yesterday, and the hogs mostly lower as well.
It was an interesting day yesterday, Dave, as our cattle complex opened lower. We saw a continued selling spillover from Monday's negative closes. The interesting thing was the way the live cattle managed to come back and close positive, but the feeder still closed negative, but they did trim their losses. Now, so far this morning, I'm still being cautious about feeling that this thing's got a good move to the upside. Looking at the ladders on our trading order system, it looks like most of the bids and the ask are below the close from yesterday. Now, when you look at what's taken place, if you look at Monday's high down to Tuesday's low, June cattle dropped $4.47. May feeder cattle dropped $8.02. And we did see, like Dave said, the hogs, they traded mixed but closed negative yesterday. Choice box beef yesterday, 50 cents higher. Selects up 32. Movement of 99 loads. Daily cattle kill 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 95 cents. The June cattle yesterday were 57 higher. May feeders down $1.92. And June hogs, 25 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up Friday, April 10th, great sale at Superior Video Livestock Auction, started at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 39,000 head to sell, including 8,100 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves, and 11,600 calves on cows. For information on when a lot might sell or for a video, check it out at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Tom, take a look at the grain futures, and well, it was not nearly as complicated as those livestock. Grains were just lower straight across the board yesterday.
That's pretty much true. We saw negative trading and negative closes. Wheat, corn, and soybeans, there was a real lack of any kind of news out there to go along with the sell-off, but we did see a very strong U.S. dollar yesterday that did not help our grain markets at all. Now, Thursday at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA report. We're looking at the trade expecting increases in the U.S. corn and wheat ending stocks and a decrease in the soybean stocks. At the moment, we have seen mixed trade overnight, but now May KC wheat's a penny and a half higher, May corn's up a penny, May soybeans 0.75 cents higher, May cotton trading 15 points higher, May crude oil is down $1.03. The June dollar index is 41 cents lower, and June Dow Jones futures trading 14 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again. That's going to happen tomorrow, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.